Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, it's Katie, and here's Jack.
Hello.
And you're listening to Be More Cleverer. If you like what you hear, make sure you follow us on Twitter and Instagram for even more fun things. And make sure you rate us on your generic podcast app.
Rate us 5 stars, even if you don't like us.
Is that a bit beg?
No. Russell Brand does do that.
So here we bloody are again.
Here we are.
The lovely Queen Adelaide.
I love the Queen Adelaide.
Me too.
Everyone is super friendly. It looks like nice. Do you know what I mean? Just like...
And they give us wine.
They give us wine.
They give us wine.
Let's get to the point.
In exchange for money. But still, they give us wine. And we're grateful to them for that.
We are very grateful.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, actually. Like...
Oh, God.
Learning
sure.
stuff. Yeah, just like...
Stuff and things.
I'm a proper knowledge machine at the minute. I don't know.
In what way? What do you mean?
I just feel like I know stuff now, you know?
Okay, tell me some stuff.
How are you?
No, tell me some stuff.
Oh, tell you some... Okay.
Okay, you know nothing. Welcome to Be More Clever. Yeah, so we learn stuff about stuff. Things that we don't know enough about. We tell each other all about it, basically.
We do.
To put it in the most vague way possible. And we record it here at the Queen Adelaide, where, like we say, they give us wine. And this time, it's my turn to tell Jackson, sat opposite me, all about a thing.
I'm excited.
How are you feeling? Excited, you just told me. But, yeah, I've got a thing to tell you loads of stuff about.
Okay. Interesting. You teased me with it just before we got...
A little tease.
Ooh, nipple tweak.
Little tease.
Stop. Get off me. Don't touch me inappropriately. You teased me with it because you said, this is something we should have talked about, maybe covered a little more, and we haven't. We kind of touched on it maybe before a bit. This topic, category.
Well, the general category of this, what it would fall into, is something that we actually don't... We haven't gone into loads, and okay. We should have done,
yeah,
I think.
But I'm trying to work out what that is.
We touched on it a little bit early in series one, but... Okay, I'll tell you. It's film related.
Ooh!
And we've hardly done film. We did Oscars, first ever episode.
Yes.
But this is a franchise, which my family are obsessed with. I'm kind of not.
Okay.
Do you want to know what I'm going to tell you all about? Because films are important in pub quizzes.
I mean, they are.
And
they
we
are.
Need to go to them more. And this is the start of that journey.
Okay.
Do you want to know what I'm going to tell you all about?
Yeah. James Bond.
Yeah.
Ooh. I love this theme.
It's so good, isn't it?
Someone picked this. Christopher Nolan on Desert Island Discs picked this the other day.
And that is why I'm doing this.
No way.
I listened to it and he said he's not directing the next film, if you heard that.
Okay. I did.
Wow. Amazing. I didn't know you'd listen to that. I listened to it a few days ago.
Oh my God, this theme is great.
Great, isn't it? So.
So.
I mean, I say all about. Early disclaimer. There's so much to know about this that could come up in a pub quiz. That we're going to do some of the really crucial basic stuff. The Bonds, we're going to find out who played them, a little bit about the Bond girls as well. Four tits, yeah, great.
Please never say that.
A bit about the background. But we're probably going to end up coming back to it because there's a lot to know, I realised.
Are we going to talk about Thunder Pussy? No, Octopus.
This is a guy who knows about Bond. Thunder Pussy. Is that a porno? Oh, you're disgusting. And I did, I was kind of tempted. Do you remember we did the Millennium Bug episode? And yep. I got Wayne Bowden, my father, on.
Yes.
I nearly got my brother on because he is so into James Bond, like really into it. But you're so weird about my brother that I decided not to. Mm.
It's a shame because the last time he spoke to me was after he'd been around my house. No. So.
Don't even. My brother has never been to your house.
You say that.
He hasn't, and he's not been in your bed. You're disgusting. Don't look at me like that. You're vile. It's a good job I know he doesn't listen. Anyway, do you want to learn some stuff?
I really do.
You just said thunder pussy, so you clearly need to learn something. About something.
Your brother's
thunder
pussy.
Don't think about my brother. Don't say thunder pussy. You're vile. I need some wine.
Hit me with some Bond.
I'm going to.
Jenny Bond.
Start at the very beginning. So, James Bond started with a man called Ian Fleming.
Novelist.
Novelist, exactly. So he was actually an English naval intelligence officer and journalist, who then became an author.
Oh, okay, so he's a journalist before.
Yeah, and he published his first Bond novel, Casino Royale, in 1952. And huge success. He wrote 12 Bond novels. Big, great success. He wrote 12 Bond novels in total and two collections of short stories. The Bond novels were hugely popular and they sold over 100 million copies worldwide to date. So Bond was this guy who worked for the Secret Intelligence Service, aka MI6.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, did have a background as a commander in the Royal Naval Reserve, so he must have taken a bit of his own personal experience to let him write. Write what you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Write what you know.
Ian Fleming, the author of these books. Do you know the... This is like a little side fact. Don't worry, this is going to be pub quizzed at the end.
Okay.
But do you know the children's story that Ian Fleming also wrote? It's kind of random. He wrote all these Bond books, and then in amongst the list of things he wrote a children's story. Very well known.
Got the tiger who came to tea.
No, that was Judith Carr, I want to say.
Oh my God, yes, good knowledge.
I didn't know any of that.
It's very well known, you say.
Yeah. Got made into a film and also a musical.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Not Matilda. No, that's Roald Dahl.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Oh,
oh wow.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. We love you. I never hear you sing. That's so weird. Jack does this mad thing, we need to say, actually. Jack never sings. And I shouldn't sing, really, as if you want to hear me sing. But Jack never sings. Whenever we're out and there's a song on that we all love, because we love RuPaul's Drag Race so much, he tends to lip sync to it as we go. And it's so weird. He thinks none of us notice, but we all do. Anyway, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang was written by Ian Fleming. Little tangent there.
Wow.
Other authors wrote about James Bond after Ian Fleming died.
I was going to ask that. Had there been any more Bond novels?
Yeah. So Ian Fleming Publications authorised for other authors to write about other James Bond stories.
Mm-hmm.
So John Gardner, Jeffrey Deaver, he's a favourite of my dad's, so I'm very familiar.
Oh, okay.
So John Gardner, Jeffrey Deaver, and most recent being Anthony Horowitz.
Anthony Horowitz has done Bond books?
He wrote Bond books.
Wow,
has
cool.
written Bond books, yeah. A little bit of background on Bond for you. We haven't even got to the films, but we're doing that literally right now.
Right
so
now.
So it's fine. So, the film's area gets a bit complicated because there have been a few small Bond films that are considered... It's kind of mad that have been considered Bond films.
Oh.
But we're going to look at the main ones. For example, there was a one-hour TV version of Casino Royale made in the 50s, but that's not made by the production company we're going to look at.
Oh, okay.
So that kind of doesn't count. And there have been a few examples of even smaller ones than that. For example, if you really delve into it, even the Bond bit in the opening ceremony, 2012, is considered a Bond film. You know,
no.
The little James Bond. I looked at this big list and I was like, oh, wow, there's hundreds. Oh, hang on. That one does not count. Anyway, we're going to talk about the big main ones made by a company called Eon Productions. Very small bit of background on Eon Productions. A gentleman called Cubby Broccoli
Cubby Broccoli.
Yeah, real name Albert Broccoli. Albert, yeah, but he's known as Cubby. Really wanted the rights to these books.
Okay.
But a guy called Harry Saltzman already had the rights to them, apart from Casino Royale, because that was made into a TV movie.
Right.
And so those two came together from their own separate production lands to form Eon Productions. Eon, E-O-N, stands for Everything or Nothing.
Oh,
and they've made
cool.
all the big main Bond movies that we know of. And you're thinking, Cubby Broccoli, surname Broccoli. Is that familiar to you?
Barbara Broccoli. Barbara Broccoli.
I knew you'd be across her. So whenever I've seen a Bond film, I've thought, in the opening credits, there's someone called Barbara Broccoli in the world. She's daughter of Cubby. Yeah. She is 17, started working for the company.
Damn.
She's born. I didn't realise she was kind of born into it. Anyway, let's discuss those big main films. So how many films have Eon made?
I think I know this because... is it 24?
Correct.
Yes.
And a 25th has been announced, due out next year.
With Daniel Craig, right?
Correct. He has confirmed that he is pen to paper and he is going to be involved.
Pen to paper. The ink is dry.
But Jackson, how many Bonds have there been?
Sean Connery, Timothy Dalton, Roger Moore, Pierce Brosnan. 5.
That's incorrect. So, let's go through the Bonds.
Okay.
We have Sean Connery.
Yeah.
George Lazenby.
Forgot him.
Roger Moore. Timothy Dalton.
Yeah.
Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah.
And Daniel Craig.
I miss George Lazenby, damn.
So, and I think that is really pub quizzy.
Yeah.
It's good to remember that.
That
so,
is
I'm going to give you a bit more background on them shortly, but that order, can you tell that order back to me right now?
Yeah. Sean Connery.
Yep.
George Lazenby.
Yep.
Roger Moore.
Yep.
Timothy Dalton.
Yep.
Pierce Brosnan.
Yep.
Daniel Craig.
Correct.
Yes.
But do you think you're going to be able to remember that at a pub quiz in a few weeks' time?
I think I will.
Okay, in that case, I won't tell you my helpful trick to remember them then.
Oh.
Okay. Okay, sure.
I would like to do it.
Okay.
I'd like to learn.
Are you sure? Because I don't want to force you.
Because if you noticed, I took my time to recount it back to you.
You did, and I'd literally
So I'd like
you.
To know.
So you know with the planets, my very helpful method just speeds up naming planets. Like, you use a phrase to remember the order of things.
Like going for dinner with Billy Piper is...
Exactly. It's the streets of Soho.
The streets of
Go
Soho.
Go on, tell us. Going.
Greek
Street.
Greek
the
Street.
This is the order of the streets in Soho.
Greek Street.
Frith Street.
Dean Street.
Wardour Street.
Berwick Street.
Berwick Street.
Poland Street.
Going for dinner with Billy Piper.
Great.
Excellent. Okay, tell me the Bonds again.
Sean Connery,
yep.
George Lazenby.
Exactly.
Shit.
You can't remember.
No, it George throws me out.
He's a tricky one. He was only in one film. So, my phrase that I've come up with.
Yeah.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sad Gwen Stefani rinses the pie dish. So if you can think...
sad.
Of Gwen Stefani looking sad. And the reason you're going to think that's seven words and there were six Bonds. Well, Sean came back in after George Lazenby for one more film.
No way.
He did. He returned for Diamonds Are Forever.
What?
So you can either say sad Gwen rinses the pie dish, or if you're going to include the extra Sean performance, sad Gwen Stefani rinses the pie dish.
That's really
sad,
good, Katie.
Sean Connery, Gwen, George Lazenby, rinses.
That's good. And sad, you came up with that?
I came up with it. Sad Gwen rinses the pie dish.
I actually...
Or sad Gwen Stefani. So you just got to imagine Gwen Stefani looking sad because she's so rich and yet she's still rinsing a pie dish.
I love the image of Gwen Stefani rinsing a pie dish.
Don't we all?
I'm sorry. It's great that
phrase
rememberer.
Yeah.
But I'm shocked that Sean Connery came back.
Came back for one more. One last hurrah.
Wow.
So, like I said before, the only Bond to appear one time only so far was George Lazenby in 1969's On Her Majesty's Secret Service, a very popular film.
George Lazenby is the Sam Mitchell of James Bond.
Yes, exactly. I mean, sure. So the Bond who is in the most films, do you know who that is?
Oh, Roger Moore.
Correct.
Yes.
He was in the most Bond films. He was in seven. Seven.
Seven. So which means that Daniel Craig is
just behind at the moment. So, well, I say just, he's like two films behind. But Roger Moore was in Live and Let Die, The Man with the Golden Gun, The Spy Who Loved Me, Moonraker, For Your Eyes Only, Octopussy, and his last film was A View to a Kill.
I don't know if I've seen them all, you know.
Oh, I've seen hardly any. I'm a shambles with this. I've watched a lot of clips over the past few days, but I haven't seen enough. And like I said at the start, there's a lot to delve in here. I would love to have gone into the baddies a bit, so to speak.
Yeah.
But what we're going to go into for this episode, we may come back to Bond, is the Bond girls. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I love it. Both of us saying that. We both very much like men. But yes, Bond girls. So, there have been loads of Bond girls. Mm. Even dispute over what a Bond girl is. Is Judi Dench a Bond girl? Sort of.
Oh, God.
Of.
Good.
Famously played M in the films. There have been loads of Bond girls. I can't go through all of them because, I mean, it'd be pointless. No one will remember anything.
Do you have a favourite?
Mm?
Do you have a favourite?
Who's your favourite? Do I have a favourite?
Yeah.
Oh, not really. I don't know enough about Bond. I sort of do by the end of this episode, I think. By the end of my research.
I would say Denise Richards is mine.
Really?
Yeah. She used to be one of
the World Is Not Enough? Is that what she was in? Or Die Another Day?
Not Die Another Day. I think it was...
She was in a Brosnan one, right?
Yeah. I think it was The World Is Not Enough.
Or Tomorrow Never Dies.
Oh, Tomorrow Never Dies.
Brosnan,
Tomorrow
maybe.
Never Dies.
Oh, we are not good at this. Anyway, going to go through a few Bond girls here. I decided just to put my pub quiz hat on and think what Bond girl information could come up in a pub quiz.
Good.
So... We're going to talk about Tracy De Vincenzo.
Tracy De Vincenzo?
My notes. I saw you do that. You just looked over my paper. I think this is the pronunciation. Tracy De Vincenzo, played by Diana Rigg.
Hello,
starred
Diana.
In On Her Majesty's Secret Service, the George Lazenby one.
Ah.
What's distinctive about her? What question might come up where she is the answer? Tracy. What is it about her?
Tracy.
You don't know.
No, I don't.
She was the only Bond girl to marry Bond. Tracy.
No way.
If you haven't seen
is a great pub quiz.
Isn't it? Who is the Bond girl to marry Bond? I'm sure you could put Tracy. Or Teresa was our first name, but she didn't like being called Teresa. She's more of a Tracy.
What a great...
I know. Great, isn't it?
Damn, good.
But she only lasts that film. If you haven't seen that film, skip 15 seconds ahead right now. She gets shot in the head at the end of the film. So
Sorry,
that's not good. I mean, doesn't go well for her.
It doesn't go well for her.
Next pussy galore. I think we need to talk about pussy galore.
Okay, obsessed with pussy galore.
You're obsessed with the name. She was played by Honor Blackman and she was in Goldfinger.
Yeah, okay.
People love her because she's kind of a badass. She's really hot, and she's also she was on the baddie side at first. She was on Goldfinger's side. She was his pilot, and she was really sexy and smart. So initially, she was on the baddie side, but Bond soon turned her to his side.
Seduces
through the art
her.
Of seduction, you know.
The Secret Service.
She eventually helped him, you know, kill Goldfinger. Bondfinger?
Bondfinger.
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 Didn't exist. And finally, Honey Rider.
Is Halle Berry? No.
No. Played by Ursula Address. Address? It's spelled like Address. Like, what's your address?
Ursula Address.
And she was in Dr. No, the first
The first ever Bond film. So technically the first ever Bond girl.
Yeah, I guess. Unless there are any other women in it. It gets a bit murky.
Mm.
What woman is a Bond girl? But anyway, she was in Dr. No, the first one. Do you know anything about her?
I don't.
She's the one in that famous photo coming out of the sea in that fit bikini.
Oh, she is.
She's
smoking.
The bikini one. She's smoking. She'd been diving for shells. I knew you'd love that.
Where have you been? Just been diving for shells.
Diving for shells.
Sorry, do you mind? I'm diving for shells.
I'm actually diving for shells, so...
I'm diving for shells, so I don't have to talk about my charity work.
So that is the end of this Bond section, I'm going to say. Because I think we're going to come back to Bond.
I think it's important we come back to this.
Yeah.
This is good.
We haven't even got onto the baddies yet. There's so much.
There's so much to cover.
Johnson questions. How much are you listening, Jack?
Oh, my God.
There's a lot to take in.
There's lots to take in, but... Yeah, I think enough.
So, question one. Name me three authors who wrote about the character of James Bond.
Yes. So, Ian Fleming.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Horowitz.
Yeah.
Deaver. John Deaver.
I'm gonna give you... Oh, so hard.
Say no.
I'm going to give you three quarters of a point because the other two who I mentioned, there are loads. The only other two I mentioned were John Gardner and Jeffrey Deaver.
Oh, no.
I'm going to give you 0.75 points. I can't give you half. I can't give you a whole.
Okay.
So I gave you that little rhyme earlier. Or not a rhyme. I gave you a little trick to help you remember the order of the Bonds. So with that information, can you tell me who came between Roger Moore and Pierce Brosnan?
Sad Gwen Stefani rinses the pie dish is
well
what
remembered.
You told me. Or just Sad Gwen, if you want
sad,
to do
Sad, yeah.
So that would mean that the pie
between Roger
dish,
and Pierce.
The pie dish would be Timothy Dalton.
Correct.
Yes.
We're on 1.75 points so far. Okay, what was the last James Bond film that Roger Moore starred in?
Oh my God, A View to a Kill.
Correct! 2.75. What was the name of the Bond girl who married James Bond?
Oh my God, we just did it.
I'll take the first name.
Tracy's the actress.
Was she? Diana Rigg was the actress.
Oh, my goodness. Diana Rigg. Tracy.
I'm going to take Tracy.
Okay.
Tracy
D'Souza.
Vicenzo. V-I-C-E-N-Z-O. But I think Tracy is fine.
Okay.
Or Teresa. Teresa is her actual name, but she preferred Tracy, and that's what Bond always called her.
Yeah.
Before she got shot in the head. Oh, sorry. Viewers, if you skip past that, there's your spoiler. And finally, Honey Rider is a very famous Bond girl. But which film was she in?
She was in the first ever Bond film.
But what was it called?
Dr. No, and she was diving for shells.
Yes!
Yes!
Smashed it.
Yes!
Amazing. Do you know what? I'm going to give you 5 points because you did so well.
Oh,
you
Katie.
So close. You were. That was a hard question. It was one of the first things I told you, and it was one of the hardest to remember, the author one. So you have 5 points.
Thank you.
Yes.
I feel like we almost need a leaderboard.
Shall we? Just put it on our social media. Put it on our social media alongside a picture of Gwen Stefani looking sad, rinsing a pie dish. I'm going to leave that with you because you are the Photoshop whiz.
I'll do it.
Do you feel bonded?
I feel like we've bonded.
We've bonded.
We've bonded with Bond.
Yeah.
I think we should go now and search for some shells. Are you coming?
I can't. Don't look at me as you say that.
Are you coming?
Coming in. The water's fine. Disgusting. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to that one. That's my robot voice when I'm trying to be serious. Thank you to the Queen Adelaide, as ever, for hosting us and our red wine. Please rate us on your generic podcast app if you liked it. And even if you didn't, I think it's really important that you rate it.
It's rude not to.
It's really rude not to. The world runs on ratings. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Be More Cleverer. And if you've got anything to say to us, say it to our faces via our email, hello@bemoreclever.com. Bye, Katie.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.